All right, we have an extraordinary situation developing. Active duty military units across the United States are now reporting that their weapons are being taken from them and shipped to Ukraine. And these include various guns. I'm not talking about rifles. I'm talking about guns and artillery units and so on. It's being taken from active duty. So America's military domestically is being disarmed, and those arms are going to Ukraine. On top of that, here's what else is extraordinary. Miami is running a gun buyback program. They've just announced that the guns that they take from citizens will be shipped to Ukraine to be handed out to people in Ukraine. So it's disarming America while arming Ukraine and then telling the American people guns are bad. I mean, obviously, even the people in charge don't believe guns are bad. They just think guns are bad in your hands. In the hands of Americans. They think guns are great in the hands of Ukrainians. Pro Second Amendment for Ukraine, but they're anti Second Amendment for America. How insane is that? And then on top of this, there's now about $1 billion a week being sent over to Ukraine just in terms of raw money and financial support. And Ukraine's parliament just gave themselves a massive raise. And Ukraine's parliament just gave themselves a raise. And Ukraine's entire government is now being funded by the United States. Funded by the United States. So the U.S. taxpayers are paying all the salaries of the corrupt officials of Ukraine's government in addition to the corrupt officials of America's rigged government, you know, the illegitimate regime in power. It's just incredible. Plus $1 billion a week in weapons and financial support and materials and ammunition and so on. So the American taxpayer is getting absolutely screwed while the American citizen is getting disarmed and everything's going over to Ukraine. The money, the weapons, the ammunition, all of it. Now, what is this actually accomplishing? Are guns taken off the streets of America going to help Ukraine win a war against Russia? You know, a bunch of Glocks and 1911s and like Taurus handguns and revolvers, all different calibers. Is that going to help Ukraine beat Russia? Not a chance, folks. It's going to make zero difference in the war. It's just going to arm the Ukrainian people. And those arms will be used for things other than war, perhaps self-defense in many cases. And in other cases, perhaps there will be criminal elements that will get those guns. Now, this isn't going to stop Russia. Russia's using artillery, you know, actual weapons of war, full auto weapons. That's not what's going to be confiscated from citizens in Miami. It's going to be mostly handguns, 9mm. Nobody ever won a war with 9mm rounds. And you can't stop Russia with 9mm rounds either. But it does serve the purpose of disarming America, both America's civilians and the American military, the domestic military that would theoretically defend the United States against what? Oh, an invading force such as China. So we're right back to the warning that I've issued and J.R. Nyquist has issued. You've heard that in many interviews that we've done. China is gearing up to attack the United States. Biden is gathering up all the weapons in America and shipping them to Ukraine, not to help Ukraine win, because it's not going to make any difference, but to make America vulnerable to China's invasion. It's all to make sure that when China lands in California on the beaches or in the ports and comes down from Canada and comes up from Mexico, that the American people are disarmed if possible, and that the American military has no ammunition and no weapons left to use domestically. This is all a shell game. It's a magician's trick almost, like watch this hand, but not this other hand. So on one hand, they're claiming to help Ukraine, but on the other hand, they're actually disarming America and helping China invade America more effectively. And on top of that, Joe Biden just promised that if Democrats win the midterms, that he's going to, quote, ban all assault weapons in America. Not in Ukraine. No, no, no. He'll ship, quote, assault weapons to Ukraine. They need the maximum guns possible. He'll ban assault weapons in America, or at least attempt to disarm the American people, to make sure that a foreign invasion can succeed. Now, at one level, a foreign invasion is already underway through the southern border. But we're talking about a military invasion of the United States of America, pulled off by China. And you notice, by the way, China is shutting down all of its factories. I mean, that's the official story. We're shutting down factories. Why? Oh, because it's not raining and the weather's too hot and we don't have any electricity to run the factories. I say nonsense. Nonsense. They've got coal-fired power plants all across that country, like thousands of them. They've got all the electricity they need. The reason they're saying their factories are shut down is because they're shifting over to wartime production. They're no longer producing consumer goods for export to the United States. So they've come up with the excuse, oh, we ran out of electricity. We can't run the factories. Yeah, they're running them. They're just running them to make weapons to kill Americans. This is not difficult to figure out, folks. You can see the pieces of the puzzle coming together here. So America is likely to be invaded sometime before the end of this year. Not 100% guaranteed. It could still be stopped. But that seems to be the path that history is currently on. An attack on the continental United States before the end of this year. China engaged in World War III before the end of this year. While all our weapons are over in Ukraine, getting destroyed by Russia. Because Russia's not losing over there. Russia is successfully holding the territory it has taken, and it is slowly taking more territory. And thanks to that car bombing, it looks like Russia is gearing up for another major wave of offensive expansion westward into Ukraine, probably looking at Kharkiv and Odessa as the likely next major cities for Russia to seize. So the powers that be want you disarmed. They want you broke. They want you to have no energy, no water, no fertilizer, no food, so they can control you at the moment when they need to control you the most, when China invades. When Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom and all the Democrats just surrender America to China. Say, here, oh, take it. Communism wins. That's what they're going to attempt to do. Now, they're going to have a fight on their hands, because the American people aren't just going to sit back and do nothing. You know, lots of Americans are going to defend their country. And there's a lot of tools out there for national defense, by the way. But it's going to be the battle of a lifetime, a battle for history. China will unleash probably a million troops, maybe more, maybe a couple of million, against the United States. That's a lot of soldiers to have to kill domestically, isn't it? There's going to be a cost for that kind of effort. Mark my words. So be ready for all this, folks. This is what's coming down. Be ready. Do not be surprised when any of this happens, because it's coming. As sure as the sun comes up, China is going to go to war with the United States, and Biden is making sure that we can't defend ourselves. So check out more of my podcasts and updates for as long as we are online at brighteon.com or naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.